for. And we are just not going to hold anybody up. We're just going to go before the Father on this Thoroughly Thankful Thursday and just begin to ask his presence to join us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are just so thankful for yet another opportunity to get into your presence, O Heavenly Father. We are thankful for the women of God who said yes to your mandate, O Heavenly Father. We are thankful, Lord, that you have seen fit to touch us with another day with the breath of life, O God. Father God, these two women of God are just amazing, anointed, exceptional women, O God. And we just thank you for their presence in our lives. We thank you that they said yes, O God, so that the TMC could be formed, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for Artist International, which is the vehicle that brought these two women of God together, O God. We thank you for the Des de Leon family, O Heavenly Father, because without their vision, O Heavenly Father, artists would not be. So we just want to stop right here and praise your name, O God, for all that you have done and all that you are doing in artists and in our lives through artists, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for the touch, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb, which cleanses us from all unrighteousness, Lord. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, and we know that you will have your way on this call, O Heavenly Father, that it will go forth unhindered and uninterrupted. Lord, we praise you, we magnify you, we lift you up, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
I sure am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, my sister, and thank you for spiritually greeting and seating our members and family to the Master's Call. This is the telecommunication sanctuary, and you are welcomed here to just embrace God and embrace the word that's going to come forth this morning. We celebrate the Master's Call, and we gather here in the morning to give him reverence, and we give him praise and prayer as Minister Kai opened us up in prayer, and she was so gracious as feeding each and every one of you as you came on to the call. My name is Bonita Cates, and I'm here in New Jersey, and I welcome you along with our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who I call Dr. Dimple. She has such an infectious smile. She smiles in her eyes, and she's got such a warm spirit. She's known by so many. And our other co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call Mother Eagle, as she just is such a mentor and trailblazer, and she has wears so many hats, but she just, for each and every one of us, means something different and something special. She will push you out the nest and force you to fly and have you realize there are things that you can do and cross boundaries that you never thought you could cross. So we love these two women of God that founded this call October 25, 2010, and it's been consistent Monday through Friday. We are live, and I don't know where you're geographically located, but for me on the East Coast, it's 8 a.m., and we ask you to get on a few minutes early so that you can come on and announce yourself as Minister Kai did, and it's just so warming to so many of us to hear from coast to coast, and sometimes we cross the waters, and we're all over the place where we are spreading the word of God, and we are bringing people closer to the Father. So we ask you to share the number that you dialed, 712-432-0075, and the same pin, 957-677-POUND. Be a minister in the marketplace and share that number. If you're a first-time listener, prepare yourself and put your spiritual seatbelt on because you are in for a ride. We have an awesome message and messenger that's going to come forth in just a moment, but our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day, because we say, stand on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. I encourage you to read that scripture today and get an in-depth meaning of exactly what that really is saying, that crying out. But in the morning, things just look so different in the morning that the prayer comes before the Father. And it is such an awesome psalm, and we stand on that scripture. We want to also allow you the opportunity, if you'd like to join the family and get on and greet, or you have a message that you want to share, send that to an email address. We have a brand new email address. It's info@themasterscall.net. So take that down. You can send your prayer requests, your praise reports, and even any kind of a message that you might, you know, I am ready. I'd like to join the family. And one of our ministers will get back with you. Also, we have a new website. It's themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. There, all of our previous messages are archived, and I want to tell you, it is a beautiful website. So it is just so lovely to see. You can go there and get spiritually fed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there is an open door for you to get a message, and it is a awesome place to just place whatever it is that's bothering you, or you just may be in a good spot. But go to that website, and you can download a message that has been previously shared with the family. We are Artists International members, many of us. And if you don't know what Artists, A-R-D-Y-S-S, our Dr. P.K. Roberts is an ambassador of Artists International. We want to encourage you to come to our fashion show and being held in Houston, Texas, this Saturday. So we are launching many new garments, and Artists International has been a vehicle for us to be ministers in the marketplace and to share the products with so many and see how our products are actually helping people. So, but for this Saturday, it is so exciting that we are going to launch some new products, and these garments, I understand, are just sizzling fabulous. So it is being held in Houston. Get to the person that asks you to get on this line, or I'm going to give you some information about the call immediately following this call that's going to share more information. If you don't have a ticket, get one. Get one and share it with somebody. If you're not in Houston, it doesn't matter. Support. Go ahead and get a ticket in any surrounding area. Tell them, go to that fashion show. It is going to be a catwalk, and you don't want to miss it. We also have a fabulous Father's Day weekend, Empowerment Weekend, I'm getting my suitcase packed. I got my flight reservations already. I'm ready to go to Orlando, Florida. That's right. We will be sitting there with Mickey and Minnie and Goofy and all the rest of the Disney folks. And so it's going to be a family affair, and you're going to want to be there. So it's going to be on that Father's Day weekend, June 11, 12, and 13th, plan stay till the 14th. You don't want to leave any earlier than necessary. You want to get everything that's going to be served. It's going to be a full buffet of Artists International information, plus you get to share time with your family. So how can you just, we've got a fashion show, and we've got a family affair weekend coming up. So just get prepared for that. I want to bring forth this man of God so he has all the time that he needs to give us the word. His name is Pastor Glenn John. And Pastor John is one of my favorite guys. I see him often in the distribution center in New York. And what he's always doing there is he's getting his Levive. He comes with his roll cart, and he just piles it up with Levive. But I'm not going to tell his story because he can tell it better. Pastor Glenn John was born in the island of Trinidad and Tobago. He attended Duke Street Pentecostal Cathedral Church. And I tell you, this man is anointed and appointed. He's ordained as of October 25, 1992, founder and pastor of Christ Ambassadors Church located in Brooklyn, New York. He's committed to the cause of Christ, been 20-plus years. He has preached the gospel. He is a husband and a loving father. He is a diamond president with Artists International, soon to be Royal Platinum. So I tell you, without any further delay, it is my humble pleasure to bring forth this awesome man of God, Pastor John. Glenn John, are you there?
Could you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. The sanctuary is yours.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning to all God's beautiful people. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue be in my mouth. And I say this morning, greetings to the founder of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, and all the people, the host, and every single one of us, brothers and sisters, I greet you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to read from the scripture. Isaiah 38 says in verse 1, about that time Hezekiah became deadly ill, and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to visit him. He gave the king this message. This is what the Lord says. Set your affairs in order. You are going to die. You will not recover from this illness. Oh, praise the Lord. When Hezekiah heard this, he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said in verse 3, remember, O Lord, how I have always been faithful to you and have served you single-mindedly, always doing what pleases you. Then he broke down and he wept bitterly. Verse 4, then this message came to Isaiah from the Lord. Number 5, go back to Hezekiah and tell him, go back and tell him, this is what the Lord, the God of your ancestor David says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life. The word of the Lord is blessed. And Father God, do it for your honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I want to speak on a topic. Talk to the rock. Did I say that? Oops. I'm a preacher and I call in God rock. I call in Jesus rock. Oh, my God. Talk to the rock. In the wilderness, Moses was told to speak to the rock, and he would bring forth the water. In the same sense, the church have learned throughout its history that there is power in talking to the Lord. The church, as a corporate body and as individual, have survived many difficult times because it learned how to talk to the Lord. Hezekiah was appointed to die, but added 15 years to his life after he spoke to the rock. Elijah brought down fire from heaven and consumed the prophets of Baal after he spoke to the rock. Peter and John was able to heal the sick and perform great miracles after they had a little talk with the rock. Moses learned that there is no great blessing derived from yelling at the rock, but from speaking to the rock. Likewise, he learned that there is no great blessing from striking out at the rock, but it comes from speaking to the rock. Oh, praise God. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this morning. The people learned that their blessing did not come from complaining and murmuring at the rock, but from speaking to the rock. The history of the church is filled with examples of believing men and women who weathered difficult times because they learned the art of speaking to the rock. It has been the experience of many that when the church talked to the Lord, he hears its cries. This is what prompted Dr. Watts to write, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and he pitied every groan. Long as I live, while trouble rise, I hasten to his throne. Maybe that is what the songwriter had in mind when he wrote, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Speaking to the rock was perhaps what the songwriter meant when he said, just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. I come to tell you this morning that perhaps you are listening, you got up this morning, and there is dead situations that is in your life. Perhaps there's these situations whereby you are told by others you're not going to make it. Perhaps you got some crisis in your life, could be considered completely dead or about to die. Perhaps you are discouraged this morning. And since I'm speaking specifically to an audience who represent Artists International, I can use examples from what we do. Is that okay this morning? That perhaps some of us has looked at our situation and said things are low and is going to die, and you got someone else is whispering in your ear that you need to leave it alone because your business is dying. Things are wrong you with the marriages and your and the people surrounding you. Perhaps your writing is on the wall. It says it's going to die. Can I tell somebody something this morning? Learn to speak to the rock. Someone says, I am under the rock, and the rock is higher than I. Jehovah hides me. I am under the rock. Go tell my enemies, I am under the rock. Could I speak to someone in life this morning? Do I have a witness who could identify what it is to talk to God? I am saying to you, if you pray this morning, don't worry. And I'm saying also, if you're worried this morning, do not pray. I'm saying to you this morning, when the going gets tough, the tough have to get going. And the only way you can be tough is talking to the rock, talking to Jesus, bringing it to Jesus this morning. Hezekiah was sick unto death, the Bible explained to us, and he realized that his prayer brought down deliverance and forgiveness. His words, the dead cannot praise you, may reveal that he was unaware of the blessedness of the future life for those who trust in God, or he may have meant that dead bodies cannot praise him. He explained to God that the dead body, if he go to the grave, he cannot give God praise because he was proud to serve God. Don't you realize that when it's dead, that you gotta call upon God in the time of need? Like it came a time in my life when I was sick with cancer and unto death, seeing death in front of my face. But I tell you something, I had a little talk with the rock. I speak to Jesus. I call upon him to spare my life. Today, this is my 40th. I'm alive and well, and you too could do the same. In either case, Isaiah knew that God had spared his life. So in the poem, in Isaiah 38 from verse 9, it's a poem. Isaiah recognized the good came from his bitter experience. The next time you have difficult struggle, pray to God's help to gain something beneficial from them. Hezekiah spoke of the significance of passing the joy of the Lord from generation to generation. The heritage of our faith has come to us because of faithful men and women who have carried God's message to us across centuries, and the message is very simple. Read your Bible and pray every day. Pray every day and read your Bible. Talk to your God, realizing that God is for us. Give yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your act of worship today, to realize that when trouble comes, when difficult time comes, when the going get tough, when no man can solve and bring resolve to your situation, don't you understand it's time to speak to God? It is so powerful. It is so uplifting to understand that he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. That when we speak to the rock, that we understand speaking to the rock is our way of getting the victory over all the troubles that we have, over troubles over water, bridge over troubles water, all the problems that we are in conquering on a daily basis. Someone says, nobody knows the trouble I see but Jesus. Perhaps you are seeing some trouble this morning. Perhaps I can speak into someone's life who got some serious problems, some serious situation that when they look at the aunt, uncle, and nenen, they cannot get help. They look at their friends, they cannot get help. They look at their associate in their business, and ain't nobody can possibly help you. I come to tell you something this morning. If we only learn the secret of praying, if we only learn the secret of talking to the rock, like Isaiah did, the king, the mighty king, the king that found favor in God, that when he turned to the wall and he began to pray, the Bible tells us that when he prayed, God heard his prayer. And remember, he says, remember how I always been faithful. Remember how I give my body as a living sacrifice. Remember how I walked and pleased you, God. Remember the things I've been doing, oh God. Then the message, God said, I got to do something. This man know how to talk to me. This man know how to come to me and humble himself. So God sent a message to Isaiah and said, go back to Hezekiah and tell him. He said, go back to him and give him a message. And I come to tell you this morning that with your dead situation that you've been praying for this morning, God tell me to tell you, this morning, hallelujah, to give you a message. This is what the Lord said to give you. Oh, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob, the ancestors of David, he says. God is saying this morning, my sister, if I'm speaking to you this morning, my brother, I'm speaking to you this morning. He says, I've heard your prayers. I have seen your tears. I have seen the pain and the sleepless nights that you're undergoing. I've seen the murmuring and I'm seeing the fears. I have seen you being terrified night after night. I will add to you right now the blessings that you need in the name of Jesus. And in Hezekiah case, he wanted life, so it was 15 years he got. You might want the situations to unfold. You already working hard and you cannot see what it is. You need a breakthrough in your life. God said today is the breakthrough. He have heard your prayers because you have spoken to the rock. And he says he's going to add, oh God, he told Abraham, in your blessing I will bless. And in your with your multiplication I will multiply your multiplication. Oh, praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Do you understand this morning is continue talking to the rock. And if you never talk to the rock, try talking to the rock. You will get answers. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He gave me an answer. Oh, praise God. I pray with anguish and fear. When I drink the juice every single day, I pray. People telling me, oh, it's not going to work. They told me I'm going to die. But I keep drinking, but I keep praying. I keep asking God for life. Oh God, hallelujah. But he came to you for me. And I thank God every day that when you speak to the rock will cry out to you and answer you in a timely manner. In Jesus' name, Learn to talk to the rock. Back over to the horse. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor John, for that word. God heard your prayers. Amen. I'm going to ask you, Pastor, to please stay with us for the benediction. And I'm going to ask Minister Tiffany to bring forth our prayer request on this thoroughly thankful Thursday.
Good morning, Minister Bonita. Can you hear me?
Yes, my sister, loud and clear.
Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, because you are God. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our shepherd. You are the joy of our salvation. You are our peace, Father, and we just thank you. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, O God, for each and every believer who dialed into this call this morning. I pray that their lives will be empowered and enriched and enhanced as they begin their day, O God. I thank you for Pastor John, and I thank you for the message that he brought forth this day. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would increase in him, Father God, that you would continue to heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. I lift up the Artist International as a whole to you, O God. I pray, Father God, that every need will be met in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. I thank you, Father God, for the products that we take every day, from the nutritional products all the way through the reshaping garments, the new ones that are on the way, from the coffee, Father God, to the facial products, Father God. I just thank you for them in the name of Jesus, and I pray that they will continue to do what they do, Father God. I lift up the Artist Fashion Show this weekend in Houston, Texas, to you, and I pray that every plan will be met in the name of Jesus, Father, for you know the plans that you have for us. So I pray that they will go accordingly. I pray that every individual that needs to be there will be there, O God, that it will be a successful event. We speak victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. I lift Casey to you right now, Father. I lift up Vivian to you, O God. I lift up all of those who are traveling. Give them traveling and grace and mercy to get to their destination safely in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that we are your children, O God. I thank you that we walk in your favor. I thank you that your favor is on our lives, O God. I lift up Sharon Stowers to you, and I pray that you would continue to bless her and her family, Kenneth and her children, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up Newmark to you, God, that you would continue to do great things, Father God, in that place, O God. I lift up Caleb to you, Father God, that you would continue to do great things in his life, Father God, for each of our children as they continue to go to the schools, Father. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would keep their minds, number one, stayed on you, and number two, stayed on the instructions and the studies that they are given each day, that they will be successful in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you for the founders of the Master's Call, and I pray that you would continue to keep every person here in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Back over to you, Minister Bonita.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for bringing our prayer request forth. I want to thank Minister Kai for standing in the gap with our thoroughly thankful Thursday. And I'm going to ask each and every one of you to read Theologians 5 and 18. Give thanks to all circumstances, for this is the will of God. And our awesome Pastor Glenn John, my word, I tell you, that man brings it every time. Go ahead and read that book of Isaiah, because God heard your prayers. So just realize that Pastor John was speaking to you specifically. God does not, he does hear your prayers. I want to give you this number for the call immediately following this call, and that's the motivational call hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and that number is 530 881-1300, and the access code is 539598 pound. And I know you're going to want to listen to Pastor John again and again and again, and be a minister in the marketplace, and share this replay number of 712-432-1085. Use the same access code, 957-677 pound, and just replay it and get fed throughout the day. Read that book of Isaiah. I love and appreciate each and every one of you, and do remember that we are family and we are ministers in the marketplace on this thoroughly thankful Thursday. Thank you so much for being a member in our telecommunication sanctuary. And Pastor Glenn John, can you please bring us the Word of God? Father God, we thank you for everything that you are doing for each and every one of us. We appreciate you, Father, and we just want to let you know that we will go through this day keeping in mind that you've heard our prayers, and we are so thankful for them. Go out and have a blessed day. Amen.